inheritance for long enough. Amen. I think it's time that we begin to claim it back. Yeah, once again. Amen. Are we going to be like the children of Israel that simply sat and watched Moses and Joshua enter into the presence of God? Are we just going to sit in our tent door? Are we going to get into the tabernacle? Are we going to get into the Holy of Holies and allow the presence of God to saturate our souls, consume us with your fire? Because right now is your chance. Hallelujah. Amen. I can go ahead and preach. You can go ahead and get out of your comfort zone. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost has already spoken to us time and time again. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time. It's time for what? It's time to choose. Amen. If I get to it, that's what I'm going to preach on. But right now, I think it's time that you make a declaration to yourself and to the enemy of your soul that I'm no longer going to allow you to take what belongs to me, because it's a gift from God. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's a gift, but you've got to accept it. You can keep sitting right next to the gift and it'll never jump on you because he's a gentleman. You've got to grab it. You've got to claim it. You've got to declare it's time. What's it time for? It's time to move. Hallelujah. 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 Are you willing to allow that great cloud of witnesses to just simply watch you sit there and not move? Come on now. Are you going to allow the enemy's cry to be longer and louder than yours? Because I find in the scripture when the ark of God came on the scene, amen, the children of Israel, there was such a shout, amen, that shout of hallelujah began to rain, amen, upon the enemy camp. They said, surely the earth shaking. Why? Because the presence of God is on the scene. Hallelujah. Just lift out a shout. Just simply shout with me here and just say hallelujah. Don't that feel good? Let's say it again as a church corporate body. Hallelujah. It's time to choose. I feel this in my heart, church. When Jesus Christ, he looked up towards that cross, he had an option. He could choose himself. Amen. And he could simply make everything go away. But he knew if he chose himself that you would die lost. But instead, when he chose the cross, he chose you. I'm here to tell you right now, he's standing at the right hand of the Father, and he's looking at the Father and saying, I choose Brother Donald Fields. I choose Sister Donna. I choose Brother Larry Sisteros. I choose Timothy Byron. And he's waiting on us to say it's time for us to grab a hold of the mantle of God and choose. We've got to choose what he has offered us. Oh, church. The Holy Ghost of God is here. And it's a gift waiting on you to grab a hold of it. I'm afraid we've allowed the pandemics of this world and the crises that have been sweeping through these nations to scare us. But I'm here to tell you, when Jim Elliot decided to step off of a plane, and Brother Jason, he said, I don't care if I lose my life. Because a long time ago, there was a man that was 100% man and 100% God that says, I'm going to choose this cross for that old boy. Amen. He made a decision. Him and some other missionaries made a decision on a bank that day and said, I choose Christ. It's high time that we choose. Right now is the time. Today is the day. He said he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. When he stepped on that shore, he said, it's time. Hallelujah. Whether I die here or I die later, I die for Christ because he died for me. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Time to choose. We have had the Holy Ghost speak plain to us for months, has done everything but say, yours or my name. What are you going to do about it? As Brother Gary, I find that there's a time and a place where the Spirit of God can no longer touch that man. Because they simply say, I've just got a little more time. Jesus. Right now is the day. Right now is your moment. When they stepped into that country and they knew, they've been told their lives were at stake. You know, I've been on one trip over there to Belize, and Brother Jason, you know those folks aren't clean. But when the Spirit of God is there, all they care about is getting in His presence. We are so scared. This is coming from my perspective. This is perspective on Lucas Sanders' heart. Please don't say I'm calling your name. If you feel that way, that's God, not me. Brother Jason, we get to such a point, we say, well, they might be unclean. What do I find Jesus Christ did? Whenever there were lepers, he began to minister to them. What do we find in those foreign countries? As I seen them different brothers grab a hold of somebody that probably hadn't bathed in weeks or months. They grabbed a hold of them, hugged them up, Brother Gary, and they began to pray in the Holy Ghost. But we have allowed this tactic, I'm going to call it what it is, of the enemy to scare the church. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to choose. And you want to know what I choose? I choose Jesus Christ. Because I find in the New Testament where Jesus Christ told his disciples, greater things than these shall ye do. Why can they do that? Because there is something that's coming. Hallelujah, that inheritance. Amen. He said, I'm going to scoop you up a bag of something from heaven, sure. And I'm going to put it down inside your heart if you'll just accept it, called the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, in Acts, amen, we find they were filled. Amen, there was flames upon their head. But that wasn't good enough. We find out a chapter or two later that the place was shaken when they prayed.
How long's it been since you've grabbed a hold of the house of the devil and begin to shake the foundations that he's tried to blockade you in? I'm here to tell you, you've got to claim the victory. You've got to step out in faith and say, Jesus, I choose you. Hallelujah. You can simply ignore the call of Christ and be like the children of Israel. They went in and searched out the land for how many days? 40 days. We find that they grumbled and they complained. After they had seen all the benefits, enjoying the benefits that God has promised them. Sometimes we're guilty of coming down and receiving the benefits. Going home and saying, hey, it's good, but I can't go and do it. And we leave the benefits behind. But what's sad is we're not only condemning our growth, we're not only stunning our growth. Come here, Titus. But we're stunning the growth of the generation beneath us. And they complained to God. Buddy, and God said, what am I to do? He's talking to Moses. So he said, for every day they went, I'm going to give them a year. I find there's only two boys that survived this that was in that original group. And I find that one of them, oh, he was found in the tent door of the tabernacle. Amen. And the other one named Caleb, what tribe was he from? Judah. Who is Judah? Judah is praise. Amen. Judah is the one that lifts up the name of Jesus. Says you're worthy. Says I believe in who you are. I believe the true report that you're going to carry us through. That you're going to deliver us. I'm here to tell you, when destruction comes knocking at life's door, bring out your Judah. Say, I want to be like Caleb. I'm going to be a testimony in the midst of destruction. I find in Revelations that where we're going to be an overcomer is by the word of our testimony. And the only way that's going to happen is if we're willing to move and we're willing to choose. Pastor, I know if you could do it for everybody, you would. I've heard his prayers from time to time. As he weeps and he cries and he prays and says, help this family in the church move in this situation. But you're taking time to choose to take that inheritance that God has gifted you and show it back to the Father and says, please reach to him one more time. Because it's a gift. My sweet wife and I have been through loss even this year. Brother Jason, you know that I had to take time and I had to choose Christ again. Lindsay, it's not been easy, baby. I don't know that it ever will be. But I have a promise that has been handed down. Honey, we have a promise that has been handed down. And we've had to look at each other and say, it's time to choose. Calvary Lighthouse Church, we have experienced loss. We have experienced tragedies in our homes. We have experienced this great scare that has happened to everyone in the last 7 or 8 weeks. But let me tell you something right now. It is time to choose. Will you go forward? Or are you willing to try and pick some new normal that keeps you separated? Because I find when Jesus Christ left the disciples, they had to try and find a new normal. Brother Jason preached about it in John, where Peter was asked to feed the lambs, to feed the sheep. It was time for him to choose. But that's when Jesus reassured them, guess what, boys? There is something that is coming that's going to make what I brought, oh, even better. Hallelujah. I got a little girl right there, London. She has gluten intolerance. She can't have anything with gluten. It breaks out in a rash. How many times I lay and I cry and I pray God to take it from her. Just because it hasn't happened tonight, I still take time to choose and believe that He is able. Because I know who He is and that He is able. He has proven to me time and time again that He is what? Faithful! Because He chose a cross so that I could live and have life more abundantly. I'm here to tell you that the enemy has come to do nothing but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He came to spread scare tactics. I tell you, this little spot on my face, I had a doctor say, hey, we need to get that got rid of because it's a form of cancer. You know what I did? Just said, Lord, You'll make a way. You know, I've started praying for it every morning after I get done shaving the sides of my face. Put a little bit of ointment on it, and I say, in the name of Jesus. And you know what? It's gotten a little bit better. It's not gone. But I still say, it's time for me to choose. What's it time for? Calvary Lighthouse Church, let me talk to you for just a moment. I want to read this scripture. In 2 Timothy 1 and 6. Please, please, church, put yourself in this position right now. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance. I'm just going to insert our church name here. Calvary Lighthouse. Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost Himself has been to every family in this church. He has tried placing His hands thereon. Sometimes we brush it off and we say, not right now. But I'm here to tell you, God has spoken and He has spoken again to us and said, it is time to arise. It is time to step forth. It's time to forsake those things and move forward. I'm here to tell you right now, Calvary Lighthouse, it's time to choose. For the God, oh, come on now. For God hath not given us, verse number 7, the spirit of fear,
but of power. That dunamis power. What power are we talking about? I'm here to tell you, it's a power that's a game changer. It's a power that's a prison shaker. It's a power that brings life where there was death. It's that power. And of love, that charity, we've got to have it or we can't properly use that power. But be therefore, oh, and of a sound mind, can't forget that. We got to grab a hold of that again. The battle of the mind is great. Everybody breaks out their mask. But it's true. Because I've watched my grandfather, Brother Jason, Brother Garius, he walked in someone's home where he knew that they were going to die because of what they had. But he walked in there not in Jack Sanders' power. He didn't walk in there in Ava Lee Sanders, my grandma's prayer. Come on now. He didn't walk in there in one of us grandbabies' name. But Pastor, when he walked in there in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of Carl Jack Sanders' faith. Amen. It wasn't a matter of the faith of everyone else. He had to check his own spirit and make sure he was of the spirit of God and not the spirit of himself. Amen. How was it that he was able to see someone that was dying of cancer, pray for him in the midst of when he was dying with it, see them get healed? Because he was walking. Amen. He was praying. He was working in the spirit. Amen. In the power of an almighty God. Verse number 8 says, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Get that. His prisoner. Who was Paul a prisoner of? He wasn't saying. He was a prisoner of the government. He said, I've submitted myself to the Holy Ghost, and I am now captivated by him. My stocks and my bonds are not of this earth, but they're of heaven. And I'm living in freedom. Oh, hallelujah. He said, be there not for ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel, according to the power of God. Verse number 9 says, who hath saved us and called us Calvary Lighthouse Church with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Paul was reminding Timothy, it's time to choose. God has been calling us, Calvary Lighthouse. He's been calling us out. Church, it's time to choose. I've not touched hardly anything. But it's time. Some of us have made our choice already. This old sweaty, spitting preacher. That's voices shot. You know what I was doing back there? There in song service? I was choosing to worship. Because it's time to. Because when I'm discouraged and I'm depressed and I'm downtrodden, I've got to remember to reach back, grab a hold of my Caleb, grab a hold of my tribe of Judah. Say, I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. And when that's not good enough, oh, come on. We reach over and we grab a hold of Joshua. Oh, come on now. We grab a hold of that one that whenever he met the Lord's captain, Jesus Christ, he bowed down before him
and said, I am here to serve. We find at the end of Joshua's life, these altars have been open the whole time. We find at the end of Joshua's life, he makes this great declaration. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether it be the gods which your fathers serve, or on the other side of the flood. We skip down to the end of the verse. He says, but as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah. We will serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We will serve the Alpha and the Omega. We will serve the one who is and is to come. We will serve the great I Am. Hallelujah. Because of who he is. Pastor, I don't know how to close this. I've made the altar call. What time is it? What time is it? What time is it? Because the devil's saying you got plenty of time. I tell you right now, you've got to put out of your mind your troubled marriage. You've got to put out of your mind your troubled addiction. You've got to put out of your mind the difficulties that's going on in your home. You've got to begin to look at Jesus Christ and say, it's just me and it's just you. And I choose you because you first chose me.
Provide the fire.